Screen for you, is that showing for you?
Not yet.
No, make sure you click the green box that says share screen.
Okay, I have my share screen. Let's see if we can pick this up. Apologize for the technical difficulties here.
I have it pulled up too, Julie, if you just want me to do it.
If you could do that, I would appreciate that. It's also in the commissioner's packet that they could look at it, but I think in the interest of time, it will be helpful to have you do that. Very good.
Go ahead, it's up.
That's great. Well, good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, and Director Suswin. My name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. We haven't had transactions to bring before you for a couple months, but today we do have four for your consideration. The first transaction is in Southern Thurston County. This is called the Oregon Spotted Frog Conservation Property. This property is being conserved for not only Oregon Spotted Frog, but also the complex habitat on the small 112-acre property. Nikki, are you advancing? Thank you. The property is being funded by a grant from the State Recreation and Conservation Office, the WWRP program. It's located adjacent to the State Capitol Forest DNR property in Thurston County, but also will be included in our Scatter Creek wildlife area. The appraised value of the property is $610,000. And as you can see, Mima Creek runs through the property and connects to the Black River. The importance of the Oregon Spotted Frog habitat is because it is a Washington State endangered and a federally threatened species. We intend to purchase the property and then do some restoration. There are spotted frog populations on neighboring private property, and with the prime habitat considerations here, we hope to introduce them on this property and have them thrive. We'll be applying for restoration grants to improve some ponding structure. These particular critters like to thrive in these wetland margins where there are some deep channels nearby. They're very particular about where their breeding sites are located. And once it's established, they tend to come back year after year. There are only 5 drainages in the state of Washington that have these particular amphibians, and 60% of the populations are on private property. So we look forward to acquiring it and continuing to do some restoration. The ownership is the Ames family, and they're also interested in working with us on this continued project. The second property today is located west of Olympia in Grays Harbor County, just south of the town of Elma. This property is known as the Chehalis Wildlife Area Expansion or the Elma Floodplain property. We applied for state duck stamp funding and received it to acquire the property. This is about 88 acres owned by David Vogel. It's within the 100-year floodplain of the Chehalis River. There's a much larger project going on in the entire Chehalis Basin to do ongoing floodplain restoration, and a portion of that includes some acquisition. So we're continuing to work in this particular landscape. This property is located just south of the town of Elma, but also south of Vance Creek County Park. So we're developing some connectivity in the area. The property is appraised at $175,000. And the initial operation costs will be included in part of the grant, whether there's some weed control or fencing that needs to be done. And then we estimate ongoing an average $52 per acre for operation and maintenance. Given that if we go in and do extensive restoration, we would have to apply for those specific grants. The property currently is planted to an alder plantation with some small portions of agriculture you can see on it. It's a tremendous area when it's inundated for waterfowl throughway. Again, almost the entire area is within this Chehalis floodplain. And most of the private lands in the area are restricted from public access. So we're providing yet another opportunity for some great outdoor recreation and waterfowl usage. The next property is heading east. It's called the DNR Big Bend Inn Holdings. This is in the northern portion of Douglas County. This property was is in holdings, several in holdings that are owned by DNR Trust Land. The next slide shows you clearly the outline of these properties within our existing Big Bend wildlife area. We completed the Big Bend acquisition of nearly 20,000 acres just a couple of years ago and had these remaining in holdings. Strangely enough, we had some funding left over in that grant and we amended these properties into it and have been working cooperatively with DNR to get them to this stage. The appraised value for the 1,365 acres came in at $331,000. Again, ongoing or short-term O&M costs will be covered by the grant itself. Some of these properties have been grazed. We will continue to graze them, but because this is an incredible opportunity to keep this corridor open for Columbia sharp-tailed grouse migrating from north from Okanagan and further south and east into Lincoln County, this gives us the opportunity to put those grazing leases under our kind of management regime and make sure all the species and habitats are working together. Again, this is funded by an RCO grant, the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. The next slide continues to again show you this incredible habitat for grouse. It's a great opportunity here to get this contiguous property under our management.
Julie, if I may, Commissioner Keough has a comment or question. Commissioner Keough.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, this might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So about this property, purchasing from another state agency, DNR, you know, since it's all kind of, you know, state money, I guess different pots of money. Yeah, I mean, how does that work? Do you have to go through the same process when you're purchasing DNR land, when the department is? Maybe you just describe the process a little bit. And if it's the same or if it's different, how it's different.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. That's actually a very good question. We have to stop and pause each time we're approached by a state agency or we look at land owned by another public agency. Where did they get the land and how was it funded? These are DNR trust lands. DNR has over a dozen types of trusts that they manage property for. These particular parcels are in what's called the Common School Trust, the K-12 funded trust. DNR manages these properties to earn revenue to return back to those trusts. So in RCO grant requirements, if we were buying from an agency that got another grant and bought their land, like maybe state parks, there wouldn't be a cost for us to buy that land. Those grant strings would just come along with it. For DNR, they were given these properties at statehood and they're required by law to earn revenue off of them. So RCO says, if you're buying from a state agency that's required to, you know, generate revenue from their properties, then you can go through the appraisal and you have to purchase them from them. DNR would not sell them unless they could gain some compensation back from them.
Yeah, I guess every situation would be different. So in this case, we've got land held in trust by DNR. Okay, good. I just thought maybe it wasn't such a dumb question, but it's And I just,
it challenges us all the time.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. The next transaction, the last one, is a permanent easement that Department of Transportation has requested from us.
Hey, this, Julie, Commissioner, yes. Linville has her hand up.
Okay. I've got a screen. I can't see. Please go ahead.
So this, my question builds on Commissioner Kehoe's question. My question is kind of twofold. One is, it strikes me if the property is already under state management, and that, you know, I understand they're school lands, so they do need to make revenue off of them, DNR does, but could department funds be spent better purchasing land that is not already in state ownership? And then the second part of my question is, the nice thing about DNR owning in holdings in Big Bend, and Big Bend, you know, I'm biased, but I think it's a very important piece of ground, is that they have firefighting resources for that ground. And is when on the $52 an acre for taking care of that ground, you know, does that take into account our MOU with DNR for firefighting efforts?
We recently had a discussion about the different fees that we pay to fire districts to protect our structures, hatcheries or residences out on the land. But we also contribute to the Forest Fire Protection Account at DNR to protect wildlands, predominantly forested lands. And in the last couple of years, we're paying into another assessment to protect more of the open land. In particular, it's been in the Columbia Basin, but I will research the coverage for this area and get back to you on that one. Okay, back to Chelan County. Next slide shows the location of this small easement. It's like 0.81 of an acre on Highway 97 on the north side of the Columbia River. And the purpose for the easement is to help protect the road from the sloughing of the rocks on our Chelan Wildlife Area, on the high bluffs above this highway segment. Earlier this year, there was a major sloughing of some rocks onto the highway, and it was actually closed for a couple of days so DOT could get in there and move these huge boulders. I think the next slide has a little photograph insert that shows you some what looks like pebbles, but seriously, there were large boulders blocking this roadway. DOT has offered us for $500 that they would buy that easement from us for this very small area. They'll come in and put that metallic netting over the side of the slope to protect it. They're also using drones to go in and monitor further up the slope to see if other movement is happening. So again, this would be coming to the commission because it's not a temporary easement. It's a permanent one that will allow DOT to manage this part of the roadway. My understanding is a little further up the road, we also have an easement with them where there has been hazardous falling in previous years. So that is the transactions for today. I recommend approval of these and would be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Smith. I move that we approve the purchases of the property put forward by staff.
A motion by Commissioner Smith. Second, please.
Second.
Commissioner Kehoe seconds that motion. Any further discussion? I see Commissioner Thorburn's hand is up.
A couple of things. Was there public comment? I'm going to support the motion. I especially like the spotted frog piece. I as a former croaker, handle that I was given by my prisoner patients, the frog is my totem, and I really, the spotted frog is, of course, we see the Columbia spotted frog over here. It's a very handsome frog. And so I'm making it particularly my totem. And I was really pleased to see that it was included as graphics in our strategic plan, because it is a very good looking frog. So with that, I can support this. But we do need to check on public comment.
Well, I'm not aware of any public comments. There's nothing here on it that I have. Commissioner Graybill?
Yes, just very quickly. I appreciate the easement on that highway and approaching Chelan. The broken rock that you see in the photo is a familiar sight to me as I travel up and down that highway quite frequently on my fishing adventures. And I'm very happy to hear that's being addressed, because it has been a safety issue for many years. So thank you for that.
Commissioner Anderson, I see you. Do you have a comment or a question?
No, I don't.
Okay. We don't have public discussion on this item, Commissioner Thorburn. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Commissioner Baker, you have your hand up.
Okay, Mr. So Baker. I can't help but ask this question. Julie, one of the things about these virtual meetings is that we get glimpses of people's lives, and I just have to know, who's the baseball player who's on your wallpaper?
So my staff know that I typically do not go on video because I don't like cameras in my home, and I couldn't get the blurred background going. So it's actually my grown son's bedroom, old bedroom, and we put baseball up because he's a great sportsman and baseball player. The coincidental thing is my brother-in-law is the Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player, Ryne Sandberg. And in this wallpaper, one of the fielding positions looks just like Ryne. Forget about Ryne. My son Jared is currently the bench coach for the Seattle Mariners.
So. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, good question, Commissioner Baker. I remember my wife had a crush on Ryne Sandberg.
Well, we're going to move into some. We're going to move.